and the Raglan News plans. But back flying into Raglan this weekend, and Fred Litchwark is back on the Waikato Regional Council. Last week, councillors voted to lift a 15-month suspension imposed following three complaints of angry and abusive behaviour in November 2020. This has also very quickly followed the voting out of Russ Remington as council chair. In February last year, Fred was suspended from all committees, subcommittees and other representative roles. However, he had remained a full member of the council. In a vote of 10-3 last week, councillors passed a motion to lift the suspensions and sanctions, with new chair Barry Quayle saying councillors have acknowledged the hurt that continues to be felt, but a majority feel there needs to be an end to the punishment to enable Councillor Litchwark to participate fully in decision-making. Of course, there's an election coming up just in a few months this year. The Raglan Community House will be closed all week due to COVID affecting key staff. Anyone planning to attend an event or meeting at the house this week will need to check with organisers to see if it's still being held, as access will be limited. The plaudits continue to roll in for Meraki. GQ magazine declared his track Surfin' to be the soundtrack of summer, and just last week his top 40 single Wavy was awarded platinum status. And still with local music, you've got just 2 days to get your votes in for the Raglan Music Selection. Just go to raglanradio.com to enter your 5 favourite tracks. And in local sport, the rugby team had its second loss of the season on Saturday, losing away to Marist 36-0. Meantime, the Roosters football side was stood up for the second time this season on Sunday. The non-result has given them 3 points and top spot on the Waikato Sunday League table. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, the 30th of May, 2022. Stephanie, are you ready?